Why the Long Face told the Rumour File this morning that the 2017 Melbourne Cup has been stolen. Mark Ruff is part owner of Rekindling. That's the horse that won it. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, where was it and when was it stolen?
Well, on Monday morning, and it was at a local restaurant to us called Houdini's in Diggers Rest.
And was it on display there, or was it? Did you just take it in there?
No, look, Diggers Rest is not a very large place, but we have one restaurant in Diggers Rest, and it's called Houdini's, and we frequent there way too much. It's a fantastic place, and ever since we won the Cup, we've just had it at Houdini's. A friend of ours owns it, Frank, and it's just a good thing for a lot of local people and for Frank, and people get their photo taken with it, and yeah, we just rather it be there than sitting in our lounge room. So
this is not an intentionally stupid question, but when you've got many owners of a horse, and Lloyd Williams was an owner of Rekindling, was he not? Can you get more than one Melbourne Cup made?
So we were lucky enough that Lloyd and Nick included us in a number of horses, Rekindling being one. So the actual cup that was presented on the day resides with Lloyd and stays with Lloyd. And the rest of us, there's, I think, 8 or 9 other owners, and we all had a replica cup made each, which is fairly normal, I think, in the case. So the same people who make the Melbourne Cup make the replicas. And we all got one each. So whilst it might not have as much financial value as the original cup, it certainly has a lot of sentimental value.
Good on you. And was there any CCTV there?
Well, we're hoping that there is some. I believe the restaurant's directly opposite the Diggers Rest train station. So I think the police are looking into the CCTV from the train station.
Okay, so if there's anyone listening who actually stole it, they might want to save themselves and the police some time by taking it back.